I'm Zach.
And I'm Hunter.
And we're the Shadow Trackers.
Investigation time.
Zach, you are one of the co-producers of Shadow Trackers. What made you go where the black fella has never gone before?
An interesting question.
Would you come with us?
Not at a moment. You know, spirituality is such an important thing to our culture. It always has been. It goes hand in hand with Aboriginal culture, with tribes all around Australia and around the world. You know, spirituality is a big thing to every single culture in the world. And I know growing up as a young fellow, my pop and my dad and my, you know, aunties and uncles used to always tell me stories about ghosts, like the mummel, like if you do something wrong, mummel's going to get you. And normally that would scare people away, but for me, I was kind of like, oh, what's a mummel? What's he look like? And yeah. I just keep asking questions. And, you know, they're like, no, you don't ask questions, come on, you have to stop talking about it now. But I've always had a fascination with spirituality and that other side, you know, the one just above us, just around us, but that side we can't quite see.
This Shadow Tracker series that you just produced, it's not just about spirituality, it's also about storytelling. And you start with the story of your mate, Hunter, a story from that's been running in Hunter's family, and finding out the story behind it and finding out more about your mate.
To be honest, it was deadly, and it was a privilege to be allowed to learn some very old Malanjali stories that have been passed down for years and years. So I'm a Wanmala Jipan, Wangai man, and also a Nyamaji. So I'm from the west coast of Australia. And so to be able to be taken into a family all the way in the east coast and have these stories shared with me the way that they were was a great honour. And it also let me learn more about Hunter as well and where his spirituality stands. That is one of the major things that this show is about. There's the investigation side where we're scared shitless and I don't know if I'm allowed to swear, but
you do swear a lot during this series.
I know, sorry, I realized that when I watched it and I didn't
very scary.
Realize that I swear that much. Yeah,
because they have scary stories. Not
yeah, definitely. But this is one of the main things that the series really tried to do, and I think we really captured it, and it was a beautiful to be a part of, is the fact that we were hearing stories that elders were passing down to us that have been passed down for, you know, thousands of years, and in language as well. Stories that are important, and stories that are important for everyone, not just Aboriginal culture, but mainstream Australia to be hearing as well. And that's why it was a real honour to be hearing it from Hunter's family and experiencing going through this journey with Hunter through his traditional lands.
You scared yourself and, you got to swear a lot, but there are disclaimers, so some listeners with the sensitive ears are warned already that, when you hear these stories, of course, you can't help but utter one or two swear words.
I would just like to state to people who are listening, I don't swear that much in real life.
Yeah.
I was just very, very scared.
And when you're searching these stories, besides getting scared, there's also demystifying some urban myths that go around town and around the country.
Yeah, definitely. So I won't give away too much, but one of the stories, which I'm sure a lot of Northern Territory listeners will know about, is the Pontianna Woman, which is in Darwin. Now, there's a lot of different stories going around about the Pontianna Woman. And we found investigating, and this is something that was really interesting, which I know a lot of audience members might think that everything was set up. It really wasn't. When we started the show, we had no idea what we're going to be investigating. We learned on the day. So there are quite a few different stories about the Pontianna Woman and a lot of myths. I think we ended up uncovering some stories that might not have been told to mainstream media, and it was really interesting to investigate. But, you know, a lot of these traditional urban myths, you know, like the Muyawonk and, you know, the Ilbogen Bunyip and the Devil Highway in Fitzroy Crossing, a lot of them are there to also teach morals.
That's the thing I wanted to ask you. The morals, the morality behind all these stories, because it's just not staring stories just to scare people. There is a message that is conveyed in there.
Exactly. So as a lot of people will know, and, you know, for people who don't know, a lot of our dreaming stories are teaching us morals and teaching us things that we should be doing within our life. So a lot of these stories, like the Muyawonk and the Ilbogen Bunyip, are teaching young fellas how they should be acting or how they should be around certain areas. Like the Muyawonk, I don't know how much I'm allowed to say, so I won't say too much, but the Muyiwog, for instance, is a moral about, I suppose, water safety and a few other things as well. But that was the beautiful thing about all these traditional urban myths and these stories, is that there's always something behind it, a lesson there for us to learn.
Yeah. And it's a four-part series. Now, just without giving too much away, what should be the part that you recommend the most?
Well, I haven't watched it yet, but yeah. I would say probably the Ponciana woman, so the fourth part.
That's the Asian woman in Darwin, yeah?
Yes. No. There's quite a lot of things that happen in that episode. So there's a... There was an episode, so we uncovered the Muyiwong in Murray Bridge. There's a lot of stuff that happened behind the camera that you guys won't be able to see. So I know some people might see these episodes and want to go explore the places that we went. And I can't stress enough to you that you need to ask for advice and get permission from the elders of that area first, because there's some things there that you should not be messing around with without permission.
That's a very, very good warning. And you traveled across Australia to actually bring to the audience all these stories that sometimes are not known, you know, from one part of the country to the other, and making them available thanks to technology. But was it easy to go into a community and get them to tell you their stories?
I think we as a people tend to enjoy sharing and yarning about our stories. Obviously, stories that we can talk to people about, because as we all know, there's stories that we can't talk about. But the stories that we can talk about, I think we as a general community like to share with everyone else. It was a matter of going in, having a cup of tea and having a yarn, you know, and hearing these stories, the backstories. And as we got to know each other more, then different stories started to be brought out. It was a really organic thing. It was like literally making friends or meeting family, where you first yarn for a little bit and you're like, oh, where are you from? You know, who's your mob? Those kind of questions that you start with, and then you just, you know, you're conversing.
Yeah.
It would start the conversation.
Strange things happen. There's strange noises and there's images. What the?
You don't speak that thing because you're calling it up. You're giving strength to that spirit.
Biggest lesson from this investigation is to respect your culture and to respect the things that we're investigating.
There's definitely something here.
Shadow Trackers. Starts Thursday the 27th of October on NITV.